Almost the same number of people work in the dairy industry as the brewing industry in Wisconsin. New figures from UW-Madison on dairy's contribution to Wisconsin's economy show 80,000 people are employed on dairy farms or in dairy processing plants that make mainly cheese. By contrast, the National Beer Wholesalers Association says its industry provides jobs for almost 79,000 people in Wisconsin. UW-Madison agricultural economist Steve Deller did the dairy research based on 1999 numbers. He says the number of people leaving the dairy industry has finally leveled off, and the traditional 60-cow family farm has a new look and new job requirements.
We're seeing two very different types of dairy farmers now that are coming out. These low-cost entry grazing type operations, and the other is the larger farms.
By contrast, a few large brewers in Wisconsin have been replaced by 49 smaller ones. Ag economist Deller says comparing the two well-known beverages has some flaws, since it's not a matter of whether people drink milk or beer.
Most of our milk goes into cheese, which in turn ends up on frozen pizzas and everything else. That's a very different market than the beer industry. Indeed, you could almost argue that the two products go together. Odds are if you're watching a Packer game and you're eating pizza and drinking a beer, they probably both come from Wisconsin.
And the to-die-for beer cheese soup puts both products in the same bowl. Meanwhile, the beer industry paid almost $1.5 billion in annual wages compared to $1.9 billion for the dairy industry. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.